Anglican leaders last week concluded a six-day meeting in Tanzania with a statement that aims to promote reconciliation between the conservative and liberal wings of the worldwide communion. The communique issued late last Monday contains a series of practical provisions to overcome the crisis that erupted following the 2003 consecration of an openly homosexual bishop in the United States. Media reports from the meeting in Dar es Salaam suggested the communion was on the verge of a breakup after a number of conservative Anglican bishops refused to take communion with the head of the Episcopal Church in the United States, Bishop Catherine Jeffert Shorey. But other observers see the meeting as an important and positive step forward towards the key Lambeth Conference of all Anglican bishops in England next year.
There was no schism within the Anglican communion, as some had predicted, and we've been given a breathing space of about 9 months to allow a further coherence to develop within the Anglican communion. So all of this is very positive.
Anglican theologian Father Bill Franklin is a former member of the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue in the United States. He told me more about the key points worked out by the bishops in Tanzania.
Three important proposals are to be worked out. Two have to do with the House of bishops of the Episcopal Church being asked to speak clearly to two issues. One, to agree clearly not to consent to the consecration of a publicly gay bishop in the future. And second, to state clearly that the House of Bishops will not authorize diocesan liturgical blessings of same-sex unions. The third issue is that provinces from outside of the United States have been asked not to interfere in the ecclesial affairs of the Episcopal Church in the United States. That is to say, not to set up provinces of their own nations out of parishes that have seceded from the Episcopal Church in the United States.
The Archbishop of Canterbury calls this statement, calls these proposals a challenge, a big challenge for both sides, the traditionalists and the liberal wing of the American church. Do you think these proposals are likely to be fulfilled within the end of this year?
My guess is that the proposals certainly will be fulfilled in the Episcopal Church. I believe that the House of Bishops will make such a statement. It came very close to that at the General Convention of 2006. And I think no statement has ever been published by the House of Bishops authorizing liturgical blessings of same-sex couples in dioceses. So my guess is that there will be an accommodation on the part of the Episcopal Church. And my hope is that, in fact, provinces from outside of the Episcopal Church will now desist from interfering in the ecclesial affairs of the United States.
The Tanzania statement also puts a lot of emphasis on what it calls this listening process, listening to the experiences of homosexuals within the communion. How important do you think this is for the resolution of this crisis?
Well, I believe that it is the flip side of the coin of asking the Episcopal Church not to consecrate gay bishops at the moment, because the Windsor report, the document which is leading to a process of reconciliation in the communion, has asked the entire communion to be in conversation with gay and lesbian people about their spiritual lives and how they live out those lives in the life of the church. And I think there now needs to be a much more exerted effort throughout the communion to set up processes of listening and report back to the communion as a whole as a way to prepare for the Lambeth Conference in 2008, which will be the next occasion where all of the bishops of the Anglican Communion can consider these issues of human sexuality, where the root cause of disunity at the moment within the life of our communion.
As you say, this Lambeth Conference will be a main focus of whether the communion can continue, can find some kind of cohesion and agreement over this important issue. What are your hopes for that conference?
Well, I think the Lambeth Conference of 2008, the meeting of all the bishops of the Anglican Communion in England, which happens every 10 years, will be the next important occasion for the communion to gather after the Tanzania meeting. And the very fact is that all of the primates stayed together at the table of conversation in Tanzania. This, to me, is a sign that they are very likely to gather in England in 2008 and continue this conversation. So that the spirit of dialogue has been maintained in Tanzania, and I predict that it will continue in the next months. And the response of the Episcopal Church will be a way to contribute to that dialogue, and listening to gay and lesbian Christians will be another way to contribute to that dialogue. So all of this seems to me to be in keeping with the Anglican tradition, which is held today in the midst of this very tense crisis over human sexuality.
There were those who were pointing to the fact that there were a number of bishops who refused to take communion together with the presiding Bishop Catherine in the United States. They were pointing to this as, in fact, signs of much deeper tensions under the surface.
Well, in fact, at this meeting in Tanzania, 7 to 8 primates did not receive communion with the presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church. But at the last meeting of the primates, 19 primates did not. So if you're keeping score, the score seems to have gone down. And I think, again, this is a sign of a much more peaceful and cohesive meeting than many had expected to take place in Tanzania.
What do you think this is due to? I mean, it does seem that there is a slightly more positive atmosphere now than there was, say, a few months ago. What do you think this is largely due to?
Well, I think it partly because of the goodwill on the parts of both the conservatives and the liberals in the communion to try to avoid any deep division within the Anglican communion. So that my sense is that both sides have tried to enter into the debate in a much more humble fashion than at the beginning of this crisis in 2003. And it's also important to say that the cohesion of the communion has also been strongly supported by the Holy See. The Holy See, in its contribution through the YARCM process to the Windsor Report, encouraged the cohesion of the Anglican Communion. I think the recent meeting of the Pope with Archbishop Rowan Williams was another meeting which encouraged this spirit of dialogue and openness and cohesion. So all of these developments, in which the Holy See has also played a part, led to this atmosphere in Africa when parties worked hard to try to keep the communion together, fearing the disaster that would emerge if this communion really split into deeply divided fragments.
The communion is looking to drawing up a covenant, isn't it, to which all the provinces will have to adhere, to provide for the first time a real framework for the Anglican communion. Can you tell us a bit more about this? When is it likely to happen, for example?
Well, at this meeting in Tanzania, there was a draft of a covenant statement, which essentially would be a rephrasing of classical elements of the Christian faith, which have held Anglicans together for 400 years, an emphasis on the Book of Common Prayer, an emphasis on the basic elements of the Christian faith. So I see nothing in this proposed document, the covenant, which parts of the communion, like the Episcopal Church in the United States, could not well approve of. So I was appreciative of the classical tone of the statement, of the fact that it grows out of historic Anglicanism, and it's merely a further elaboration of elements which have, in fact, held Anglicans together for four centuries. So I think the tone of this statement itself allowed a greater cohesion at the Tanzania meeting.
What would be the novelty, though, of this covenant, and when is it likely to appear?
The novelty of the covenant is that it will be a much longer statement than our previous statement of cohesion, the quadrilateral, which had only 4 points. It was only 4 sentences long. I mean, this statement runs to 20 to 30 pages and is a much more elaborate discussion of Anglicanism. My guess is that there will be several drafts and the final covenant might be signed at the Lambeth Conference of 2008, which would therefore be the end product of this entire period discussing what are the basic elements and frameworks to keep the Anglican community together. At the moment, it seems that those elements and frameworks are holding until the Lambeth Conference, and this is very good news indeed.
And my thanks there to Anglican theologian Father Bill Franklin, a former member of the Anglican Roman Catholic Dialogue in the United States.